State your name, rank, and intention.
The Doctor.
Doctor. Fun.
Doctor Who! Hey! The TARDIS!
Oh, fantastic!
Can you just hurry up, please, or I'll hit you with my shoe?
Hello. I'm the Doctor. Basically, run.
Springtime is really here. The days are a lot longer, the nights are shorter, and that means you have to pick your nighttime viewing very carefully. That's why we have Melissa Locker here. She's culture reporter for Time, for The Guardian, and for us here at The Takeaway. And Melissa has a strong suggestion for you. It's Watch Doctor Who. That's the long-running, time-traveling British sci-fi show. It's been on the air for over 50 years and has a strong cult following here in the United States. Now, this is not the old version of Doctor Who you may have seen on TV as a kid. The 10th season of the rebooted series started last week. It can be hard to feel like you can just jump into a series that's been on the air for so long with all the talk of the TARDIS and Daleks, of course, but Melissa is here to tell you why Doctor Who is worth your time.
Up until about 2 years ago, I had never seen a single Doctor Who episode. I just, for some reason, felt like I had enough with Star Trek and Star Wars and Douglas Adams that I didn't need to add Whovian to my kind of nerd resume. But I will admit now that I'm wrong. The 10th season just started, but Amazon Prime currently has all of the reboot season, which goes back to the Doctor played by Christopher Eccleston, and then goes to David Tennant and Matt Smith and now Peter Capaldi. And people have very, very strong feelings about which Doctor they like best. And the only way to know which camp you fall into is to watch all of the episodes.
So then the new season is season 10. It's just started, right? I mean, even just a couple of days ago. Can people jump in now?
People can absolutely jump in now. A lot of the episodes are standalone. Sometimes there are stories that carry you through. And having kind of a general sense of what this show is about can definitely help. But you can also just watch one episode and see if you like it. My kid started watching, and he has no attention span to watch, 10 episodes and carry a storyline through. So there are some that you can pick and choose that are just fantastic and definitely are standalone.
So what's the feel of Doctor Who now? Does it have a more modern feel, sort of the way, when Battlestar Galactica rebooted, a lot of fans were really, really pleased because of the gritty sort of update that they did. How does Doctor Who feel?
Doctor Who definitely feels modern. Season 10 goes back to Peter Capaldi, who's playing the Doctor. He is a university professor, and he's surrounded by very modern university students, and he has a brand new companion. The Doctor almost always travels with a companion.
Tell you what I don't understand. You've been lecturing here for a long time. Like 50 years, some people say.
Yeah, and you're thinking, well, he doesn't look old enough.
No, I'm wondering what you're supposed to be lecturing on. One time, you were going to give a lecture on quantum physics. You talked about poetry.
Poetry, physics, same thing.
And this time she is a young black woman who happens to be gay, which is a big change for a show that has consistently had very pretty white women who always have sort of a strange love interest or not with the Doctor. But that's a different story. But it's very modern. It's very contemporary. It's going to have a lot of, not necessarily correlations to today's political environment, but there are certainly lessons that carry through whatever season you're watching.
Not to give too much of a ringing endorsement to your review here, but it sounds like adults and kids can both kind of get into it. That was a bit of a problem. I keep comparing it to Battlestar Galactica for some reason, but that reboot was a little bit scary. Kids probably didn't want to watch too much of it.
I totally agree. Battlestar Galactica's reboot was very adult, but a lot of Doctor Who is very, very kid-friendly or family-friendly. Maybe not super young kids who may be confused by the plot, but you can also pick and choose which doctor you go to. Like my son, who's 9, is not a big fan of the current doctor, Peter Capaldi, because he is kind of a darker version of it. But if you go find Matt Smith's episodes, which are a lot of the stuff that you can find on Amazon Prime right now, he is 100% kid-friendly right out of the box. He just starts interacting with a little girl, and all he's eating is fish sticks and custard.
So your aunt, where is she?
She's out.
And she left you all alone?
Not scared.
Of course you're not. You're not scared of anything. Box falls out of the sky, man falls out of the box, man eats fish custard. And look at you, just sitting there. So you know what I think?
What?
Must be out of a scary crack in your wall.
And children just absolutely fall in love with them.
Melissa Locker is watching Doctor Who this week. Melissa, I always have to make sure when there's a Doctor Who conversation, what's the Dalek count in the first episode?
Don't worry, there's one Dalek.
That's enough, though.
That's more than enough. He will exterminate the Doctor.
Exterminate! Melissa Locker, culture reporter for Time, for The Guardian, and for us. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.